What's up? This is Angel Renee coming to you from Healing Versus Hurt Podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. Happy Wednesday. I'm pulling two cards for you today, and then we are going to get right into our messages. If you want other messages that I'm channeling or pulling cards, make sure you go over to my YouTube channel, which is on YouTube, Healing Versus Hurt Tarot. Just that simple. Healing VS, short for Versus Hurt Tarot, okay? So the first card that I have that came out is, be clear about what you want. That's the first card, okay? Be clear about what you want. And I also will have some, I have a crystal delivery coming in anywhere between July 8th and the 13th. And I have some clear quartz clusters coming in, which are really cool. So if you're looking for clear quartz clusters, let me know. All right. Yes. So the other card that came out is, a new start is coming. Okay. So let's get right into this. So I want to come on. I know it may sound a little weird, but y'all, I think if you've been with me from the beginning of my podcast, my episodes on my podcast, you can clearly see that I don't give a damn, right? and you know what I mean when I say that. But for you newcomers, just hear me out, okay? I am very transparent, very loving, very kind, very compassionate, but I am a person who have learned how to speak my truth, okay? So with that being said, I want to give a big thanks to my haters. And I know you hear people say that, but when I can, like, I am sincere about it. Like, it's funny. The shit is funny. You know what I'm saying? But I am very sincere about giving a big shout out to my haters. I'm very sincere about giving a shout out to those who look down on me, you know, or whatever they felt that was not of a high vibration. I am thankful for those lower vibrational people. And let me tell you why I am thankful. Okay. I have many of reasons, but I'm going to speak about a couple right now. So I'm thankful because just recently, okay, I was at a store and I seen my dad. Okay. I see my dad. I'm gonna just put it out there. He looked at me. I looked at him. He heard and turned his head as though he didn't see me. Okay. And let me tell you something. It's okay. Because let me tell y'all what I've done. Because I have done the work to release low vibrational energy and people who are not serving me and people who are not in alignment with me. I don't care if it's a dad, a mom, a friend, a family member, okay? I don't care who it is. I'm telling you and letting you know how it doesn't matter how close a person is to you, or even if they helped to bring life to you in this here world, right? So he gave a little help, right? Cool. Appreciate it. Thankful. Grateful for my life. But I also am grateful for my life without him being in alignment with where I am today, okay? Or probably where I'm going, to be honest. So, and then I've had other circumstances as well. I've had people call me a narcissist who I've been friends with for over 30 years, calling me a narcissist and telling me I need to do the inner work. And I've had people to ghost me, you know what I mean? I've had people throw shade at me, you know. And these are people, and I'm telling you, these are not people that are in a far distance away from me. These are close people, okay? And I don't mean anything that happened years ago. I mean stuff that literally is just happening within over from now, you know, until like just some months back or even a year ago for some of it. So I can understand now the beautiful, the way I can look at it for real in a beautiful way, that these people had to call me certain things. They had to say certain things to me. They had to feel what they felt about me and react the way that they did for a reason. Because when I know that I value peace, I value love, I value loyalty, transparency, faithfulness, these are things that I've always valued. But now that I value these things, I value alignment. I don't care what it is, alignment with my relationships, alignment with my career, alignment with how I do my, with meditation, whatever it is, my workout process. If it's certain things that's not aligned in aligned in the season that I'm in, then it must go. Literally. It doesn't even have to be for sale. It can go for free. You feel me? So it's very interesting that the two cards that came out is be clear about what you want and a new start is coming. Because the thing is, a new start is already here. So understand, when people say, or when you have said, I give a shout out to my haters, really give a shout out to them. Really, and I don't mean give them props like, you know, for real, but you know what I'm saying. Because without you, understand this, if you didn't go through the pain and the pressure of having to let go of something or someone that you really loved and cared about, that's not easy. Okay? I can't speak from their perspective. I can only speak from my own. And one thing about it is, I go back to my values. And when I look at my values and I look at these people who are no longer in my life, or some of the opportunities that came up for me that are no longer in my life, what I know is that they are not in alignment with who I am today. And I'm very blessed and very thankful for who I am today. And I know where I'm going. And I can feel and I can imagine where I'm going. And what I'm seeing, that type of energy that was on them about me, cannot go. And that's where I know I'm going. That energy cannot go. Okay? You know, it's one of those things like when you're moving into a new home, and this may not be for everyone, but this is for me. Not gonna lie. When I move, I want new furniture. It's just, that's just how it is for me. I'm putting my old stuff, I'm gonna offer up, putting my furniture on there that I don't want no more. That it's time to upgrade, it's time to do something different. Because that's not in alignment with where I'm going. I'm giving stuff away to people, like I said, for free. And some of it's for sale, some of it's free. But I know that the old can't go with where I'm going. Now, some stuff is going, but like for the most part, when it comes to the sofa and the ottoman, you know what I mean? And your chairs, things like that, I'm straight. I'm gonna go ahead and sell that. Okay? So, or I'm giving them away. So for me, where I'm aligned right now in my life, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, all of it, and where I'm going, because the pressure that has been put on me for the last maybe a little bit over a year to be who I am, actually, no, I'm not even gonna say over a year. It's been a few years now. The pressure that has been put on me to become who I am today and who I'm going to become in my future, all of it had to happen. So I can't help but to give thanks to each and every one of those situations that occurred. Okay? And you all know what I mean when I say what I say. Because without those situations, the person you're listening to right now wouldn't even be in the mind frame that I'm in. The person you talk to on the phone, if you talk to me on the phone, I'm not who I was 6 years ago. If you communicate with me in any kind of way, I'm not who I was 6 years ago. I'm much better than I ever have been. Like, I've had great days, you know what I mean? And 6 years ago, 10 years ago, 20, I've had great days in those seasons. Great times in those seasons. But baby, when I tell you where I am today, oh my gosh, mentally, baby, in all areas, I'm very thankful. Because when I look back and see, you know, sometimes you don't realize it until you start to just evaluate your life. And you see, you never spoke up for yourself. You allow people to throw shade at you because of your personal reason. Everybody got their own reasons why. Their insecurities. Them not wanting people to be upset with them. You know? You stayed in relationships so you couldn't hurt nobody's feelings, but you were getting hurt the whole time. But when you come to a place of not being angry with nobody, like truthfully, for real, like not being angry with nobody, truly having a soft heart, but you have a place now where when you have values, when you actually know your values and you can stay firm on your values and be like, it's just not in alignment anymore. Like, it's okay. But I had to get to this. I didn't wake up like this. I kind of did. I kind of woke up like this, but I kind of didn't at the same time. There was work that had to be put in on myself, not regarding nobody else. Other people came up during my work on myself. But overall, I wouldn't trade my life for anything right now. The way that I am aligned right now, there's nothing before June 29, 2022 that I would want to go back to. Nothing. And when I say that, I mean nothing. Because there was a time in my life where I did want to go back to something else. Because in that season, it made me feel good. But when I know everything in life is, this life is not going to be, if you will, perfect, but you can make it what you want it. I know it may sound, oh, you know, it sounds easy coming from your mouth, but this is my reality. Well, choose a different one. Start working on your mindset and choose a different reality for you. Because I could be sitting up here mad at the man that helped birth me. I could be mad at the people who have been in my life for 20 and 30 years, call themselves friends. I could be mad at other family members and people. I could be upset. People I called my friends that promised things that it didn't come through. I'm really not mad. Now, I can tell you this, in that time, like, was I hurt? With some of the stuff I was, but not everything, because really I had worked through a lot of the stuff already. Because one thing about me, the gift of knowing before it actually happens, I am so freaking thankful for. I call it, when I say call it every time, call it most times, for real. Okay? And it's like, it's this feeling, this knowing, you know? And it's really all good. So what happens is I start to work through it then, because I already know. I may not know how in like every single step it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen. Even the day that I seen my dad at the store, like I knew, like I literally, me and my mother pulled into the parking lot and I heard, you're going to see, and I heard his name. I said, I was like, I already know. And that's what I said to myself. I didn't say it to my mom. Soon as we get in line, he was headed down to get in our line, but he seen us. Went the other way. Some may say, you're not hurt from that? That don't hurt your feelings a little bit? To be honest, it does not. It does not, because I've already worked on these things. It was actually back in November. And even a little bit before that, when I started working on myself when it came to my situation with him. So it wasn't easy back then. It was difficult. I cried. I got angry. I could think of 1,000 reasons why, you know, he can be this way with these people, but this way with his own, you know, all of that. I'm only here to be transparent, because it's my story. It's not his story. It's my story. It's not to shame anyone. This ain't for nobody to... my podcast is not here to shame anyone. It's literally Angel Renee being able to share her story, because her story is going to help others tell their story and be confident within themselves and courageous within their self and their story to be able to share with the world their life, their pressures, their challenges. Because what happens is, while you're telling your story, there's a sense of courage that comes along with it that helps you. You know, there's a sense of confidence that comes along with that, and strength that comes along with that, and power that comes along with that. And it's, again, everybody tells a story different, but I can speak for myself in a very transparent way that it's never to shame. It's only to allow my truth to show up as my truth to help others. Because there were too many times in my life that I didn't want to say anything about nothing, because I didn't want to really, either I was afraid to share it, I didn't know how to share it, I didn't know what I was feeling, I didn't know how to work through the feelings that I was feeling, because I was feeling it, I just didn't know how to even talk about it or even mention it to anyone. And if I did mention it, it was anger, it was hurt, you know? There was no growth in the conversation when talking about it. But now, if I need to talk about something with a trusted individual, it's talked out instead of talked about. I'm talking it out, because what happens is because there is a difference when you go into these conversations. When I'm talking it out, it's more of, there's something different that comes to me that may help with an understanding of the situation. More growth in my understanding of the situation. There was for years back in the day, I'm just talking about it. Talking because I'm mad. Talking because I'm hurt about it. Or either I wouldn't talk at all. But I've come to a healthy, not talking about it. We're going to talk through it. We're going to talk so that a better understanding can occur. And just understand this. I'm saying all this to say this. Be clear about your values. Because once you're clear about your values, when these people walk away, when these people start arguments with you, when you're just really just wanting to have a conversation with them, a grown-up conversation, without all the... I'm looking at cartoon characters, y'all. I'm envisioning right now, like, cartoon characters going crazy. Like, what was that cartoon back in the day? Looney Tunes. I'm literally, like, can see Looney Tunes. Like, without a conversation like that, but like a real conversation, right? Not a conversation where you can only have a conversation and it's healthy only if it's, I don't like conversations where a person can only have a healthy conversation if no one else is listening. Like, I want to be transparent and I want to have a healthy conversation also in private. Some people don't know how to do that. I'm going to be who I am right now on this episode of my podcast. And when you meet me, I'm going to be the same way. Now, does that mean that I don't get upset? Hell no, that don't mean I don't get upset. That's a legitimate emotion. Okay? But what I'm not going to do is get to calling folks out their name and all of that. I don't have time for that. Because what I'm going to do, the way I'm set up, I'll eliminate myself from this energy. Because none of us have time for that. Because my thing is, either I'm at a point in my life, we're either going to have a resolution from this or it won't be. So either way it go, it's going to be okay with me. So I'm saying all this for you all. If you don't have this mindset yet, if you're not in this energy yet, it's okay. It is okay. I didn't wake up actually this morning and was like, light bulb. No, like this is something that has been practiced. Sometimes it's not even like an actual, like, okay, this is what I'm trying to do better. I'm going to do this better. No, like the more and more I work through things and work on myself and give myself time and love and things like that. And I'm working, I'm meditating. And y'all, stop saying you don't know how to meditate. Just do it. Sit with yourself and do it. You don't have to be in a cross-legged position. You can sit at your table with your eyes closed and you can just breathe. Like, you can sit outside and just feel the sunlight. You can stare up in the sky at the clouds. Like, don't make it a thing. You know how sometimes we can make it a thing when we overthink it? Don't make it a thing. Just do it. And I'm giving you those little tips so you can start working toward coming to a place where you value peace, where you value compassion, where you value kindness, where you value freedom. We can't say that we value freedom if we're always putting limits on ourselves and who we deal with and who we don't deal with and all of the things. And I'm saying that in regards to, you can't keep people around who are not in alignment with you. That's not freedom. So you can't say how are you valuing freedom when you keep people around you that are keeping you in chains? It's not possible. So that all comes with discernment. That all comes with working on yourself and things like that. So we're going to pull, I'm going to look at what this card stands out to me. I was looking on the bottom of the deck and it says, look at the bigger picture. Okay. And I'm going to leave it at that. I love you all and I will talk to you soon. Peace.